Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the stepfather of a 9-year-old girl who had been missing in the Blue Mountains charged over her murder. Pressure mounts for the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to resign. And in sport, Spain's Rafael Nadal and Japan's Naomi Osaka advanced to the third round of the Australian Open. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. A very good morning to you. The stepfather of a 9-year-old girl who had been missing in the Blue Mountains for 5 days has been charged with her murder. He was arrested shortly after the girl's body was found in a barrel in Kolo River, following an extensive search of the region. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner David Hudson says they are yet to determine how the girl died.
Until the post-mortem is conducted, we are still uncertain of what exactly happened to her. What we are sure of is that the accused that we charged with murder was responsible for firstly placing her in the barrel and then disposing of that barrel in the bushland where she was located.
The 31-year-old has been refused bail and is due to appear in a Penrith court in March. Turning overseas now, and the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is still defying calls to resign as a member of his Conservative Party defected to the opposition during Parliament. Christian Wakeford, who represents the Bury South constituency in Northern England, has now joined the Labour Party. In a statement, he said, "I can no longer support a government that has shown itself consistently out of touch with the hardworking people of Bury South and the country as a whole." Mr. Johnson has apologised for attending a Downing Street party during the country's May 2020 lockdown. He says he won't resign and will await the outcome of the investigation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, he talks about the rules, and let me repeat what I said to the Honourable Lady across the aisle earlier on. Of course, Mr. Speaker, we must wait for the outcome of the inquiry.
The death toll from the volcanic eruption and tsunami that followed in Tonga has risen to 3. Australia is joining New Zealand in sending naval aid ships, which are expected to arrive as early as Friday. New Zealand's Foreign Minister Nanea Mahuta says they are also pledging $1 million New Zealand dollars towards recovery efforts.
You're already aware that a significant area of need was in to provide water for the community. So the nature of the support that we're sending up will help with desalination and also capture of the water resource that are there.
New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and the ACT are reducing the interval between the second and third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine from 4 to 3 months. It's hoped the move will increase vaccine uptake. Victorian Deputy Health Secretary Naomi Bromley has praised those already vaccinated, but has urged people not to skip their booster.
But this immunity does fade over time, and so the third dose isn't really a nice to have. It's a need to have if you want to be as protected as possible as we head into the new year.
Former Attorney General Christian Porter and his defamation lawyer, Sue Chrysanthou, have been ordered to pay more than $430,000 to cover the legal fees of Jo Dyer, a friend of the deceased woman who accused Mr. Porter of raping her more than 30 years ago. Ms. Dyer has asked the federal court to stop Mr. Porter's barrister from acting for him in a defamation case against the ABC last year. Her lawyer successfully argued there was a conflict of interest, as she had raised issues relating to the case with Ms. Chrysanthou before she represented him. Mr. Porter was suing the ABC about a story on an unnamed cabinet minister accused of an alleged sexual assault in the 1980s. He later revealed he was the alleged politician but has denied any wrongdoing. George Christensen will resign from his position as the Parliamentary Committee Chair when Parliament resumes in February. The Coalition backbencher has come under fire throughout the pandemic and has been accused of spreading anti-vaccination sentiment and COVID-19 misinformation. In a statement released on Facebook, Mr. Christensen has said, "I will be advising the Speaker that I intend to stand down as the Chairman of the Joint Standing Committee on Trade and Investment Growth, a decision of my own making and not a demand or request from any third party." Former US Vogue editor Andre Leontali has died at the age of 73. The 6'7" tall African-American was known as an industry icon and trailblazing figure who championed for diversity in the fashion world. Following stints at the New York Times and Andy Warhol's Interview magazine, Mr. Tali was hired by Vogue's then creative director, Anna Wintour, in 1983, later taking on her role when she became editor-in-chief of the publication. He departed in 1995, but later returned as editor-at-large, a position he held until 2013. It's been reported that he died of a heart attack in a New York hospital. Turning to sport now, and Rafael Nadal is advancing to the third round of the Australian Open. It's the 16th time the Spaniard has made it through, as he moves on to chase his 21st Grand Slam title. The world number 5 defeated German qualifier Yannick Hafman 6-2, 6-3, 6-4. Meanwhile, Naomi Osaka has beat out Madison Brengel in straight sets 6-0, 6-4 to move into the third round. The tennis star says when it comes to her performance, she's not looking back.
Honestly, I'm trying not to do that. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I feel like if I compare myself to the past, then I'll never be satisfied, and I'm just trying to, you know, like take it one day at a time.
And now for a look at today's weather. If you're in Perth, it's very hot and sunny, with a top of 39 degrees expected to be reached. Adelaide's also sunny, with a high of 35 expected. Melbourne's much the same, with a top of 30 degrees. Clouds are clearing in Hobart, with a top of 23. Canberra is partly cloudy, with a high of 21. A possible shower if you're in Wollongong, with a top of 22. Possible showers for Sydney, but wind is easing, with a high of 25. Newcastle has similar conditions, with tops of 25 expected as well. Showers for Brisbane and a high of 27. A shower or two with a top of 33 for Cairns, and showers and a possible storm with a high of 33 if you're in Darwin. That's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.